item number 30 from the Housing Division.
From the Director Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2013 purchase of service contracts for the Housing Division.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Approval of these allocations will allow the Housing Division to provide a broad range of emergency shelter, counseling, and supportive housing services, which is also consistent with our redesign efforts. And Mr. Matthey can give a brief overview of the report.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Supervisors. So we're looking for authorization to enter into 2013 purchase of service contracts. The majority of these contracts are the same as 2012, but I can highlight a couple of differences. We continue to partner to build more supportive housing in 2012, and we have 55 additional units that we need on-site services at. So that's part of the increase here is for a 50-unit development in West Allis called Highland Commons that Transitional Living Facilities is doing the services there. It's actually our first supportive housing development outside the city of Milwaukee, which is exciting. We're trying to do more suburban housing development for our consumers. United Methodist Children's Services also did their next phase over on Lisbon. Five of their 10 units in their apartments are reserved for BBL Health Division consumers. So we have $20,000 to help support services there. UMCS does a majority of fundraising for their on-site services, but this at least allows them some relief as they do their second development. So that's the increase for supportive housing. I think we're up to over 400 units of supportive housing since 2008, since the Housing Division was created. So we're very proud of that. The other changes, we're taking two supportive services contracts from the Behavioral Health Division into housing for our Shelter Plus Care program. Shelter Plus Care is basically a rental assistance program for people that are homeless and disabled. We receive just under $3 million from HUD for that program. It supplies just the leasing dollars, but everyone has to have case management attached to that. So two of these contracts with Community Advocates and Guest House provide the case management dollars for those agencies, and then we in turn at the county subsidize the rent. It's a tenant-based rental assistance, so to speak, so our consumers can live anywhere in the county they would like to. It's not project-based, but they can choose where they live in scattered site apartments. So those are really the changes from 2012 to 13. The majority of our service contracts, as Hector mentioned, do go towards on-site services in our supportive housing developments, as well as funding homeless shelters for general operations. And I'll take any questions anyone has.
Supervisor Mayo?
Approve, Madam Chair.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
If I can do one more thing, Madam Chair and Supervisors. So I was the special needs housing manager working on these developments in the past. So now that I'm the housing administrator, I have someone in my place. I just want to introduce her quick. Stacey Bilski is here. So she's the new special needs housing manager, and she'll be dealing with the majority of these contracts in 2013.
Supervisor Bowman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to a good clarification. There's a Milwaukee Continuum of Care run by the city.
Sure.
Just wanted to get insight on that city-run program.
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowman. What that is, the Continuum of Care, any HUD funding for homeless programs that comes into Milwaukee County gets funneled through this Continuum of Care. Community Advocates had always historically been the fiscal agent for that group, and we have supported Community Advocates in that role for $50,000 just for general operations of this group. So, again, I'm not sure what the total is. It's well over $10 million that comes into different county agencies for those programs. For various reasons, Community Advocates are stepping out of that role, and the city of Milwaukee is taking over the role of the Continuum of Care. And they are they're funding that quite a bit on their end, and this is just our annual contribution that will go to support the city of Milwaukee being the fiscal agent instead of Community Advocates this year.
Gotcha. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion for approval from Supervisor Mayo on item number 30. If there are no more comments or questions from committee, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
All right.